Good morning. Welcome to the conference call of BTG to release the results of the fourth quarter of 2019 and the whole year of 2019. Today we have with us Mr. Augusto Alves Reis Neto, CEO, CFO, and IRO. This conference call is in listen-only mode, and all participants will be just listening the presentation. We are going to start a Q&A session for analysts when further instructions will be provided. Should anyone need any assistance during this conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. You may ask questions directly to the investor relations team of BTG through the email ri@btg.com.br. The audio and the slide deck of this conference call are being simultaneously transmitted on the internet at the address www.btg.com.br/ri. At this address, you may also find the slide deck to download at the webcast platform. Before continuing, statements made during this conference call relative to BTG business prospects, operational and financial projections and goals are beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and are based on information currently available. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that the general economic scenario, industry scenario, and other operational factors may affect the future performance of BTG and lead to results that will be materially different from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I would like to give the floor to Mr. Augusto Reis, who's going to start the presentation. Mr. Reis, please.
Hello, good morning to everyone. I would like to thank you all for attending our conference call. As a reminder, we will be talking about Q4 and the figures for the whole year of 2019. Obviously, I'm going to briefly explain how the company is handling with the current global crisis. We're going to briefly address that. To start our presentation, I would like to tell you that we are going to start on slide number three. You're going to first see an executive summary where we are going to address the highlights for the year and then an update on development and how the company is dealing with the pandemic, and then a brief update on our restructuring plan, and then the operational and financial results for the period. Now going straight to slide number four. The year of 2019, the company has had, really talking about the highlights, our net operating revenue amounted to 64 million BRL in Q4 2019 as compared to a negative performance of 107 million BRL in Q4 2018. We totaled 300 million BRL in net operating revenue for the year of 2019, 41% higher than 180 million BRL in 2018. Our G&A expenses follow or continue on a downward trend with a 66% fall quarter-on-quarter, and we are still trying to reduce all our expenses, especially general admin expenses. As I said before, a 66% drop quarter-on-quarter and a 50% reduction year-on-year. Along 2019, we amortized first priority debts amounting to 175 million BRL, and the total reached 280 million BRL up to Q4 2019. This is accrued number. In August 2019, BTG was able to resume our activities of the Palm Beach project, and we expect to deliver it in May this year. This venture is in the city of Manaus, meant for middle and high-income residents, and the company aims to
continue its businesses during transactions with banks and creditors so that we may find a solution for each one of our unfinished ventures. So 2019 will be definitely one of our priorities in 2020 as it was in 2019. Now on slide number 5, a brief explanation on how we are dealing with the pandemic. In early March, when the problem was already impacting heavily the world, but it hadn't yet quite arrived in Brazil, the company started taking the first initiatives so that we might comply with the prevention practices recommended by the Ministry of Health and the WHO. So we intensified office cleaning, provided alcohol gel dispensers in the office, bathrooms, and meeting rooms. In the second half of the month, when the problem had worsened and was more intense in the country, we decided to change our work system to home office. So we started the process on March the 16th. And we wanted to migrate the company's migration by the end of the week. So we were able to conduct the wave of migration in phases so that at the end of the 18th, our structure was ready to for 100% of the company to operate in home office, which started on the 19th. All employees had tools available so that they could access the whole infrastructure, so network, email, and communication tools, so that we could have effective communication amongst everyone. We intensified the daily monitoring of all employees to identify any confirmed or suspected cases of contamination. It's important to highlight that so far the company has not identified any cases yet. Obviously, it's natural to be concerned at this moment for us to focus on initiatives that have an impact on cash. So at first, we started talking with our main partners, seeking possible renegotiation of payments in order to preserve cash. We intensified our monitoring of delinquency rates to preserve revenue, and by the end of March, we had not yet identified any significant variations, but we have already identified an impact in sales and lease. And so we have adopted, since the government passed provisional measure 927 regarding FGTS and the S system, and it is our focus to seek to keep jobs so that we may resume our operations so soon as the crisis is over. The company has put some of our employees, a group of employees, on vacation. Not everyone, it's not collective vacation, but we are planning in terms of having flexible work shifts, and depending on how long the crisis lasts, we might reduce salaries depending on the company's cash requirements. Now going to slide number 8, you're going to see our court supervised reorganization process. During Q4, the company, our debts were amortized by 30 million, and as reported before, the total of the company today, we amortized 260 million in debts. Now, going to operational and financial results, going briefly through our sales. In Q4 19, gross sales totaled 57 million, 47 below 4Q 19. For the whole year, gross sales totals 207 million, 29% below 2018. It's important to highlight that the company's commercial strategy, since the approval of the plan, is always focused on selling products that provide free cash to the company. And obviously, we adapt and adjust it as our inventory and inventory availability is adjusted depending on our negotiations with creditors, with our debts and the recovery plan. And so the highlight, it totaled 77 million, and the total for 2019, 119 million. When we look at the cancellations of the company, you can see that there is an increase in cancellations, which to us is positive because the company's strategy is to effectively reduce the backlog of cancellations, thereby generating an available inventory, providing the company free cash sufficient to bear our cash requirements. So these numbers are very much in line and appropriate according to the company's strategy, commercially speaking. Net sales have naturally been negative because of the many cancellations that we had during the year, with a higher concentration in the last quarter of 2019. Into 2018, our net net sales was 44 million BRL. And this in 2019, which is 69% lower than it was in 2018. As to sales, general admin expenses, G&A expenses went down by 66% quarter-on-quarter and 50% year-on-year, which shows our strategy of a continual effort to reduce G&A expenses. Commercial expenses increased by 71% quarter-on-quarter and 32% year-on-year. So this refers basically to our expenses with taxes and building administration rates. So we have had a drop of 38% in terms of commercial expenses, comparing quarter-on-quarter, and a 29% drop year-on-year. So our inventory, the total inventory of the company today, is priced as 1,800 million BRL. Most of it is inventories that have not complete yet. We have 500 million BRL are in complete properties. Most of it in São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, where most of our operations are located, and it's very much concentrated in sales above 60% and in residential products. Now, on slide number 13, and here going through the evolution of our first priority debts. And so the company's debt increased 35 million in Q from Q3 to Q4. So this is the evolution in the last two quarters of 2019. So we have 107 million BRL of monetary correction and interest rates. And the volume of first priority debts were due to the payment of interest in the quarter amounting to 32 million. And as an effect of one of the controlling of Leo Moreira of our operations in Belém, with an increase of 35 million in our first priority debts between Q3 and Q4 2019. Now, going to our financials, I would like to highlight the 41% increase in net operating revenue, in addition to an adjusted gross margin of 31.8%, which is a positive factor, which shows an improvement in our revenues. It's also important to highlight a drop in practically all our lines of operational expenses, except for commercial expenses, as said before. Now, before closing our conference call, I would like to highlight that the company continues seeking increase in productivity. We continue the constant improvement of structures, processes, and controls, and this work is being reflected with positive results and it's seen by the company's independent auditors that have a continuously better opinion of our management. And in finalizing, I think that's inevitable to say to everybody that PDG was very successful in the past and in the present too, considering how we are conducting and executing our recovery plan, but of great difficulty too. So more than any other time, the company, the country, and the world is going through very difficult times, but we often use our difficulties as an opportunity to become stronger. And we believe that in spite of the short-term difficulties, in the long term, these difficulties will turn into opportunities and profit the company and the country. I think that right at this pandemic, we are being able to identify and to work in a different way, to strengthen our values. And we are confident that we will be able to recover our company in spite of all the challenges. I would like to repeat the confidence that I have and my team that we have in our partners, our suppliers, customers, that we are sure that in spite of all difficulties, we'll be able to overcome all of this together as soon as possible. I end now my presentation, and now I'm open to any questions you may have. And as mentioned in the beginning of our conference call, our channel is also open if you want to ask questions afterwards. Our channels are open for that. I thank you very much, and I am now available to answer any questions you may have. Thank you. We are now going to start the questions and answers session. If you have a question to ask, please press star 1 on your touch phone. If your question is answered, press star 2 to take your question from the list. Questions will be answered as we receive them. We kindly request you to pick up the headset when asking your questions in order to assure optimal audio quality. Please stand by while we pull for questions. Now, our first question comes through the webcast by Mr. Khalil from Sarabani Logistics. Will the company postpone its creditors' meeting? So our shareholder basis still has a relevant share with 21% of our shareholder basis. And the second relevant is pulverized between individuals, about 53%. So there has not been any major change in our shareholder and composition. As to the meeting, you're talking about the shareholders' meeting. And there might the date might change. We might reschedule it. And our initial schedule is for April the 30th, as initially scheduled. We are not considering in rescheduling it. Our next question comes from the webcast by Bruno from Itaú BBA. At which point is the development for new companies? Any new launches in 2020? So as said in previous conference calls, we are working intensely to launch our service provision on, and obviously considering the current scenario. We want to hold on that. It wouldn't make sense for the company to invest in communication of these activities considering the current scenario. But we did our homework, the structure is ready to put the service provision on the air, and it is on hold for the time being, and it is going to wait for a while, and we are confident that so soon as we overcome the difficult times we are going through, we will be able to implement this new source of revenue. As to other activities of the company, so as you mentioned, the brands and the new companies, in to wrap up, the idea is to have a service provision company so soon as we overcome the current crisis, that will be going live. And additionally, we're going to continue as we've been doing today. So our work front in the real estate market remain the same with the creation of this new service provision activity. Our next question has been sent by Mr. Mario Enrique by J.P. Morgan. How is the structure of PDG after the changes earlier this year? So there have not been any major changes in the structure, so we just readapted it in terms of managers. And the whole process of changing the company's structure was, we talked a lot about it, and I discussed about this, and I shared my ideas and my suggestions, meaning there has not been any major changes. What happened was a reorganization between the departments so that we do not see any major changes in day-to-day operations of the company. And so I have been interfacing intensely with our employees, and a few changes that were implemented had a positive impact internally. And the changes always had the aim of improving communication to facilitate the operations and making it as big as it needs to be considering its size. So effectively, there has not been any major changes or any major adjustments in the company's organization. Next question sent by Mr. Gustavo Loyola from Credit Suisse. What is the cash, the company's cash, to go through this phase? When will you come off the bankruptcy? So in 2019 and in early 2020, I think 2019 was a year. 2018, we made many payments with the bankruptcy. And now we have a bear. Now our cash is more stable. So, of course, the crisis puts us in a situation with high uncertainty. And more than ever, we are at a time that we want to adjust our future. So the company's cash today, of course, is not okay because we are in bankruptcy. So we want to correct our rules or the way we are dealing with things. Of course, like any other company, we are susceptible to the company. So this recovery. But so far, we believe, we think we can go through that in a well-controlled way and always taking a close look at all measures implemented by the government and to do anything that we can do so that we may cross this period slightly more confidently. As to the time, yes, the 24 months have ended in effect, and this is a decision that needs to be recovered by our the organization judge. But of course, we are keeping conversations, and in the organization there are many issues that we still need to address and overcome, but there is no final decision, and there is no definition from, at least not that we are aware of, and that the reorganization process will be lifted, as far as we know. The next question comes from Mario Pierre from Bank of America. Do you expect any other reorganizations in your industry, such as Gafisa? Well, I As far as I'm concerned, the real estate industries depends very much on the macroeconomic scenario of the country. So considering everything we are going through, opportunities are created, and on the other hand, there's a lot of insecurity. But I can't see anything like that, at least not in the short term. I think that the Gafisa's movement is just for now, in the short term. I think that there may be other movements in that direction, but they will be one-off events, not in a consolidated way. As a reminder, if you want to ask questions, please press star 1. Please stand by. Is PDG postponing the shareholders' meeting? No, we do not intend to reschedule our shareholders' meeting. So we are studying how to do it. We can have a remote meeting with vote. So we don't see why it should be postponed. So for now, we stick to the date of April the 30th. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Excuse me. The questions and answers session has now ended. I would like to give the floor back to Mr. Reis for his closing remarks. I would like to thank everyone once again for your participation. I think the times we are living are unique, and it's really a surprise for us to have you participating. I'm happy for your attendance, and I would like to repeat our concern with our team and our employees. They are our priority, and our priority obviously is to keep the company operating, preserving jobs, our employees, and everybody's health. They have been our focus right from the beginning. They will remain as our focus. And we have a concern with cash, and this is what will keep us operational in our day-to-day operations. So obviously, we are concerned as everyone else, but there is a vote of trust. So the situation today is different from anything we experienced in the past. And in spite of the current scenario, we are still looking ahead into the future. We believe that soon everything will be over and we will be able to recover, we and the country as a whole, and then we will look back and use everything as a learning. Thank you all once again, and our RI channel is open if you still have any questions. Thank you all very much. The conference call of the results of the fourth quarter of 2019 of PDG has now ended. Please disconnect your lines and have a good day.